So I think what one of the things the brothers are sharing with us is the purpose of the Lord appearing is to bring salvation. And this is what we have here in our passage, in our verse. And in Romans chapter 5 and verse 6, he says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." We could not save ourselves. We could not bring our own salvation. It was only through him appearing, going to the cross, rising again, and he brought salvation to us. So what does that mean? What does that mean to you and I? The passage in Ephesians chapter 2 was brought before us earlier, and there are three things mentioned there that talk about what is the position that we are brought into in salvation. In Ephesians 2 and verse 5, it says, "He hath made us alive. We were dead. He made us alive. We could not raise ourselves." In verse 6, "He hath raised us up together and made us sit in the heavenly places." What does it mean to sit? You remember when in the Song of Solomon, he says, "He brought us into the banqueting house and his banner over us is love." He brought us to the table. We are able to have fellowship with him because of the work that he has done. The name Mephibosheth was brought before us earlier. Mephibosheth was lame from his feet, but David sought him out and brought him to the table, and he had fellowship with David. He could not bring himself there. And I think of what his reply was when he saw David. It says there that he bowed himself. That he looked on David and he bowed himself and he said, "How is it that you have given this to me as I am a dead dog?" And what is our reply to the Lord when we see him as the one who appeared and he has brought salvation to us? Are we worshiping him for who he is? He is the Supreme One, and he deserves our worship and our praise. And then in our second study, we will get to the portion about our reaction here. But first of all, we need to bow ourselves in worship and in adoration to him for who he is and all that he has done.